Good afternoon, and welcome to We the People Radio. My name is Erin Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Today and today only, it is August 18th, 2019, in case we replay this program and we talk about things that are current events that might not be current.
Yeah, we weren't insinuating that you didn't know what the date was.
Well, the bad part is we have replayed shows, and actually we had a different president when we replayed the show.
And it sounded, yeah.
And we were kind of capping on him, and they're like, what? People were all mad, so we got to make sure we designate our point in time for the original thing. And we hope you'll join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, and that gives you all the information about our guests. After the program, we always have a commercial-free archive posted, and it doesn't cost you to listen, so it's free of commercial, free of charge. And I added something. I found something yesterday.
Don't forget, there is also a chat attached to that.
Correct.
As well.
Yep. When you click on the listen online button, there is a chat feature if you're listening between noon and two on Sunday afternoon. Outside of that, you'll be chatting with a different show that has nothing to do with this, and they may not know what you're saying. But I did find yesterday, while I was supposed to be listening to a presentation, I was working on the webpage, and I found a comment function that was kind of new for our web service. And so you can add comments at the bottom of the page. I was going to put them at the top, and I thought, well, that's kind of distracting. But any old time, doesn't have to be during the live program. It could be any old time later. You can add comments to the bottom of the page. So it's going to ask you for your name. It's going to require your name and your email address, which is your email address is not displayed. The name is. If you don't want to use your real name, I don't care, because I'm not writing a book. It's just a function of the comment app that's on there. So we hope you'll add some comments. We have got tons of archives for you on lots of different topics. Oh, yeah, another thing I did for you yesterday, I created an Islam tab at the top of the page. So I had no idea how many shows we did. It was a lot, though. It's a huge list of programs, anything that had to do with that. And so they are all now in one place for you. I've got to kind of tidy it up, pretty it up a little bit, but it is there. So we have all the programs on South Africa, China, Islam, environmentalism, marijuana. I've got the bad eggs page, which would be bad bureaucrats and friends of bureaucrats that are making people's lives hard. And anybody who's done a lot of research on them, we've posted that for you. So that's kind of fun. And veterans. So there you go.
That covers it.
Trying to make the thing more useful. We have like 10 years of archives, and it's a total pain to read down through them. And sometimes I was sort of clever with the title, and, you know, it doesn't help you any, tell you what the show's about. So I'm trying to cluster them, as it were. Did I forget anything?
No, I think you did a wonderful job.
That's it.
That's it.
You're going to be very docile today. This is going to take a
long time. No. I'm paying close attention.
It's going to take
a long time. I'm accused of not tracking today. So,
not,
you know,
being focused.
I'm watching.
And we have Jason, our new engineer, our substitute engineer, who's a new engineer.
I am new. Yeah. I've been here for a few weeks now, but.
You're new to us. How's that?
Yeah. First time.
You're like recycled. You're new to us.
He knows what buttons to push. Come on.
Yeah, so far. I was just trained this morning, so everything should be okay.
There shouldn't be any problems at all.
Yeah, it will be fine.
No. Okay. So now you know who all the cast characters is and who to blame.
Oh, yeah.
The webpage is screwed up. It's my fault. If we have sound quality problems, that's Jason's fault. You know. Oddly enough, Bill's not allowed to touch anything.
That's
so.
Right. No blame will be cast here.
Well. Jason, pretty much it's between the two of us, so whatever we want to blame Bill for.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, and that is part of the service we require you to provide. Blame.
Add that to my job title. Excellent.
Yeah, we like it. Oh, my goodness. All right, so that's the only fun part of the show today. It's fun's over now. Now the fun killer will come on. Now he doesn't turn into the fun killer till later. But we have Dr. Lyle Rapacki with us, and I should tell you before we start, you know, into all this topic, we're gonna, you know, evil never really wins, and I'm changing the title of the show. I'm gonna make it that. That seemed more appropriate. But Dr. Rapacki is a private sector intelligence, behavioral analysis, and threat assessment specialist. And since June of 2010, oddly enough, that's the year we started this show, he's provided select members of the Arizona legislature with intelligence briefings on border security and threats to Arizona sovereignty. And he also receives, analyzes, and disseminates critical intelligence from and to law enforcement, intelligence, and government communities, and us. We're just tagged on the end there. He's the author of dozens of white papers, bulletins, and briefings, many of which have received distribution to and by local, state, and federal law enforcement. And I've listed a whole bunch of shows, but they only go back to 2016, and I think there are more, but I got to go dig them out. So we've got a whole heap of them. Our other guest, who's on the line with Lyle, so if anything goes wrong there, we blame Lyle just to make sure we know who's in charge. His name is Jim Stockstill. Jim has been on with us before. He doesn't really get to say much. I think today he's going to get to say more. But Mr. Jim Stockstill is nationally recognized for being a subject matter and security specialist in the area of maritime transportation systems, including but not limited to inland waterways, ports, and outer continental shelf. He serves on the Intelligence Subcommittee of the U.S. Coast Guard's Gulf of Mexico Area's Maritime Security Committee. Say that twice really fast. And let's see, he's been involved in politics. He does, he's got an MBA in international finance. He graduated with honors in economics and marketing. I've got some fun pictures of him by some large planes and some speeding Coast Guard equipment. And
a dog that bites.
And a dog that probably does bite on command, actually. Looks like a command biter right there.
Yeah.
And anyway, all around good guy. So, fellas, that's the end of our part of the whole show. It's your job. I don't know how you worked it out, but who gets to speak first?
Well,
that was a big deep breath there.
Yeah, I just woke up from the nap listening to you guys.
So. Yes!
No, I'm good.
It's gonna be
a good
day.
It's a good day. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. Jim is probably gonna carry the ball a lot today. Jim and I worked together on exposing the spiritual aspects to what's taking place politically or secularly across our nation, be it the coup to dislodge President Trump, to the pedophilia that is now making the news, but it's been going on for many decades,
and other
areas. What we have done, and Jim will fill in the pieces here, is begun to alert those who will listen, and that's not funny. I mean, those who will listen. There's just a lot of people who don't really, don't bother me with the facts. My mind's made up, or don't bother me at all because there's Monday Night Football coming up, and I'm really happy with my Starbucks, and life is good, and I don't want to hear bad things. So, those people that really have ears to hear and eyes to see, that's who we've been focusing on, sharing with them. You need to take a look at, or you might want to take a look at, the spiritual dimensions that's rocking this nation, be it the attacks on our families, marriages, our schools, the change that's occurring deliberately to deny that the United States is a sovereign nation, and the attempts to move the United States into the world community, the global community. So things of that nature, also the pedophilia that I know Jim's going to talk about, there's a huge spiritual dimension to this that is not being reported because it's no longer acceptable to salute the flag, much less say the Pledge of Allegiance, much less acknowledge that you're a Christian. The government is stepping into every aspect they can, and Mr. Trump is doing everything he can to nullify that, but the forces that are lined up are absolutely pretty remarkable, and they are all hell-bent on collapsing how this nation was founded, what we stand for, and our sovereignty as a nation. They want us collapsed. That's why you see and are hearing so much about the border. They want the border to go away so people can come and go and come into the United States. And, of course, the United States then will take care of them financially in every means. This is part of socialism, which also is anti-God, Marxism, which is clearly anti-God. And with setting it up this way, I'm going to have Jim lead us off, and I don't know if he's going to talk. Jim, it's funny.
How about this? Before he does that, let's take a really swift break, and then we'll come right back with Jim. And then,
okay, let's do that.
All right, Jim. You're listening to We the People. Please join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California,
which we weren't, but you know what? Every now and then songs just demand to be played, and that song was supposed to be a different song, but that song demanded to be played. So it must mean something.
Absolutely.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
We're off to you.
You know, before we start out, I wanted to mention that I just got off the phone with Zeke Elliott, our running back from the Dallas Cowboys, who's holding out on his contract. And I believe I deserve more than $2 an hour. On the show, being Cajun, I know what white papers are. There's nothing on them. You just pass them out because of white papers. So when you say he produced a lot of white papers over the years, I'll start producing a lot of white papers and staple them. So
I got a ream of white paper at home, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, for Cajun, when you said white papers, I thought you just meant typing paper and you know,
well,
staple it.
Well,
that is what we
meant. Jim,
I wanted to be sure that you knew I'm holding out.
We try to keep those pay contracts confidential. I know Lyle.
If you air it out.
For you Packy, you're still at $1.87.
That's bad.
Yeah. Speaking of all the money in California.
Jim, go ahead and let Jim turn over for a few minutes.
There has to be some levity. There are topics, as Lyle mentioned, that I don't want to look at. I don't want to think about. I'd rather look at some other things. But let me list out three things, and I'll start in, and then we'll kind of either dialogue or let Lyle add to that. I'm going to talk about witches, warlocks, high priests. The next is the deep state that we had mentioned a year ago and people were scoffing at us a year and a half ago, and we were putting out a position papers. And then the dark state, which very few people know the intricacies of the deep state and the dark state. But the dark state in particular, because in the news with the pedophilia and the accidental, well, let's say he committed suicide of a certain individual lately. So let me say, by the witches, people kind of scoff and laugh at that, and that's the second largest holiday season we have in the year. But it's amazing that witches around the world this year, and I used to think witches as being like Bewitched or Samantha, and there was no harm. But these people are diabolical that practice the dark side. So witches, warlocks, high priests, which is a very serious thing. People are like, oh, this guy's getting off into the, you know, stuff of costumes and Halloween and the devil with a pointed tail. Around the world, these have come together and said, let's unify our efforts. And one of the first times they started was on February 24th at midnight, where they would cast their spells, incantations, hexes, and everything directly at Donald Trump. And they said every crescent moon following that, we're going to do the same thing. So you may want to circle your calendar for August the 27th. That's the next binding that these people are going to do. It's gotten so, I can't say real or serious to these people, that they have actually published a book called Magic for the Resistance. Now, the word resistance, obviously, we know from everything Trump has done. And it says rules and spells for change. So they send this out to different witches and warlocks, and they're speaking from the same page of this is the spells, incantation we're going to direct towards the President of the United States. Written by Michael Hughes. I've never heard of anything like that with a former president and be so out front with it and mainstream media cover it like they have. You say, why is that important? Deep dark magic ties into the deep state in one area in particular, whether you believe in it or not. Part of that is animal sacrifice and the drinking of blood of animals. And the ultimate sacrifice that you can make within those rituals is if you have a baby, and then you're able to drink the blood of that baby out of the womb. So there are, within the deep state, we'll talk about it, actual women that are used and tied into the sex trade as slaves that not only perform for whatever pleasures individuals want, there are a certain number, and they are identified not by name but by number, so they're dehumanized. But those children that are blonde-haired and blue-eyed or a particular look are those most sought out by the dark state players that use in all the rituals that they do. And we can get in as we progress the OWL location out above San Francisco, where many gather and they offer sacrifices. And some of these are the largest names and CEOs of major corporations, high military, former cabinet members. Anyone that you can imagine are part of this group. And that's at you know, the Bilderberg Grove up above San Francisco.
Yeah, Bohemian
but
Grove.
One of the things, you know, one of the things we looked at is just that movement towards evil that we wouldn't even speak of in the past, or really even think of, is Halloween was putting skeletons on and go trick-or-treating. That's not what these people are looking at. These people look to injure, hurt, and harm and use evil from the evil master to send curses and to harm people and to harm their children in many ways. So that factor will tie in to the dark state in just a few minutes. But the deep state, Dr. Apaki and I and several others had looked at this about a year and a half ago, and we started putting out position papers and saying there is a silent coup underway. Once this president in 2016 pulled off the largest upset in the history of the United States for president, they never thought that he would become president. He had everything against him. Hillary Clinton with 2 billion, the media, the DNC, and now we learned that some of the major alphabet agencies were politicized against him, besides Hollywood, besides the media. So he was against nearly every entity, including many within the RNC and many of the establishment Republicans. But once he pulled that off, then deep state, which are just foot soldiers, got their orders from the dark state to say, we have to have an insurance policy. And people now will hear that on television if they hear, if they listen to proper news. They're still spinning the Russian thing. But they can see that these top people in these agencies, Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, Loretta Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton before, during these investigations in Comey, we're starting to find out they formed a cabal within those agencies that are supposed to be law enforcement and justice, and they had an insurance policy, and their insurance policy was a phony dossier that they had put together, paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and the FBI knew that it wasn't real, and yet they went to FISA court and used that. All of that sounds like some type of Grisham book, that who could come up with something that crazy, and it'd probably be a pretty good selling book, it'd be interesting. The sad part is true, is we tried to prevent him from being elected, and oh my God, he got elected. Now what can we do to bring him down? And that was the insurance policy and all the players involved and covering each other. But now over a year later with the Freedom of Information Act and several groups suing, and it's like pulling teeth from the DOJ and the FBI. We have enough information today and enough hearings to see that these people were actually in a silent coup to overthrow and to keep this president out of the Oval Office. And if he is in the Oval Office, what can we do to remove him and have the people rebel against him because of all these things that supposedly he had done? So I'll stop at the dark, at the deep state and turn that piece over to Lyle covering the witches and how that covers over to the deep state and some of those players, their foot soldiers. And then a little later, we'll get into the dark state, which is the most nefarious of all of them. So I don't know if you want a commercial or turn it over to Dr. Repacki.
Should we take an early break? We could take an early break and then come back.
We don't have to break in the middle of it.
If we take an early break, we don't have to break. But we do. We got to actually take the break because it's going to be an early break.
Instead of a late break.
And it erupts into a Seinfeld episode.
Well, now it's not an early break.
All right, hit it, Jason. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Sad when I start thinking about radio.
Well, okay.
Well, there you go, Lyle. You're not going to get a better intro than that.
Oh, that's a great intro, you guys. Thank you very much.
Sure.
And to the engineer. I think picking up on what Jim was saying, it sounds, I don't know, Hollywoodish when you're talking about witches and warlocks and covens and all of that. What is that going to do with the politics? You have to appreciate that all of those that practice the black arts, even the white arts, they're after power. They're looking to increase their ability to have and control power. And what do you do with all this power? Well, in this case, one of the common denominators that's becoming publicly known now, it's no longer occultic, meaning hidden. It's becoming almost front page news, and people just kind of laugh it off. And that is to collapse this nation from its Judeo-Christian foundation and alter it completely into something it was never intended to be. That's why you're seeing such, in the political arena, you're seeing such attacks on all the things that we've historically held sacred, traditionally have revered, historically have respected, including our flag, but everything else connected to family, duty, honor, country, all of it is under attack. The whole idea of church and state must be separated. That's not constitutional. That was never what our founders said at all. But our government has done such a job, along with the media, convincing the public, and with the school systems not teaching appropriately, after many decades, people just really believe there's a separation of church and state. No, there isn't. There never was. And if you look at our founding documents, it was never intended that way. They were just the opposite. Very clear that this was a nation, unlike no other nation at that time or since, that was ordained by God. Read the documents. Don't sit and argue with me. They're in the founders' documents. They're very clear. And the power bases today are doing all that they can to remove anyone in elected office. Doesn't matter, local, a city, county, state, federal, that will stand up for not only our documents, our founding documents, but for our Judeo-Christian heritage and for the maintaining of this nation as a sovereign nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I'm not being funny. I mean, look at the words. Read the words. Really look at what we take for granted. Well, these other people, as Jim was pointing out, they're not taking it for granted. They're going about it in a very dedicated, focused fashion. And for the most part, most Americans are either too bothered or too preoccupied to deal with that stuff, and they're counting on that. So we do have a tremendous conflict raging right in front of us that is almost concealed because Americans are just too busy, and we've also had it too good for too long. We've not had to do what our forefathers did, which is stand up and fight for our freedom, fight for our absolute freedom, not only religious, but our individual freedom. We don't hear it in the pulpits. We don't even hear it in Congress, other than maybe, oh, both in the House and the Senate, there's probably anywhere from 35, maybe up to 50 members of the Congress who you will hear stand and talk about our tradition, our foundation, who we are. For the most part, No, they're really criticizing everything and anything. They're not problem solvers. They're problem presenters. They present more problems than you can imagine, but no solutions how to deal with them. So I think Jim is raising a point that is probably very rich for this show, and I mean, it's incredible that you and Bill, Aaron, are allowing this platform, because you're one of the few that's allowing this information that is so key, so critical, to even see the light of day.
It was kind of funny. I never really told Bill, but I was on a conference call with you and Jim the other day, and you guys were like, you know, you guys might get hate mail. People might call you. We're like,
oh, good.
Oh, we so don't care about that.
Jim.
If you don't like the show, you could listen to a different channel.
Sure.
Lyle, do you think in light of what Trump's done as far as the economy, jobs, you know, I mean, we are in way better shape now. People are actually working and spending money and so forth. Do you think that's having almost a negative effect as far as people getting involved and paying attention to what's going on? Because now they really are preoccupied with the luster of a good economy. Do you think that's serving as a little bit of a distraction?
You know, I think that's a really great question, Bill. I mean that sincerely. That's not a platitude. I think that is really a great question because, yeah, America, we've had it really well almost from our founding. We went through some really rough times when we had Bush and Obama in there because they were birds of the same feather for the most part, mm-hmm. different parties, but it didn't matter. And that's what I think Jim was alluding to, is this is not a Republican-Democrat thing. This is a dark state. And dark state is very different than deep state people. And those that are involved in the dark state are families that go back generations who are involved in ritualistic ceremonies and activities. The whole purpose being is to create power for themselves and destroy, literally destroy, that which we all know and make something new. Now going back to your more pertinent question here, what Trump is doing is he is reversing, go back to Reagan, so since 1986, mm-hmm. he is reversing the trend of what's taken place internationally economically, where the United States was to decrease in power and influence and just become another country, with the idea that China would now become the dominant economic driving force in the world. And Mr. Trump has proven that to be a falsehood. It's the United States that really makes and sets it for other countries to establish their own economic freedoms. And as he has done so, he has changed, literally changed, the international monetary system. And the dark state is livid. They can't barely bring themselves to speak about the bitterness they have for this man who has come in and tipped over the apple cart of what, 50 years, all these
years.
Yeah,
he's not part of the club. In fact, I read somewhere.
No, not at all. He's not even up for a nomination. Remember, but you're right, Bill. I mean, I think what's happened is he has applied good old Western, if you'll allow me that, common sense capitalism with business savvy, all the years of business make the deal, and he's brought it forward into the government, and he's running our government as a business, which it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is.
So,
it's amazing though, the accomplishments that he has made without the full support of the Congress.
Oh yeah.
Opposition in every way he can.
Absolutely.
But what strikes me, Bill, to your question, and it goes to the heart of this, is power, money, and sex are usually the three things. But when you look at the power, you actually now have Democratic candidates hoping for a recession. They were speaking from, they all get their talking points from the same source. And last week, the market went down and they were jubilant, and you could see that this is Trump's economy. The first 2 years was Obama, and this is now Trump. And now it's back up to 300. But you never have seen a party wish so much that a country would fail so they can get in power and use that against the president. And it's just astounding to me that a regular Democrat wouldn't look at that and say, why wouldn't you pull for the United States? Why wouldn't you pull that we succeed and do well and people be lifted up? It's like all the boats that float higher with a rising tide. Why is it that everything he does they oppose, and now they're wishing for a recession?
Because it's all they hear.
That's the point what Lau said, power.
Well, you know, Jim, it depends on where you live. Like, I know in the Bay Area, if you're listening to regular TV news and you're reading the Contra Costa Times, you never, ever, ever hear one thing that has happened that is good. You don't hear anything about that. It's funny, even in this Jeffrey Epstein thing, person will remain nameless, my mom, who thinks that President Trump was best pals with Jeffrey Epstein. And it's like, okay, that's not even actually real. But very interesting to me that she gets no information. If you're not online and you're not reading like Epic Times, or you're not doing some research and looking into some of those things, they just flat don't know. And the propaganda is so thick, you know, with CNN and all the rest of them, that you just potentially don't know.
If you hear it enough, I understand you'll begin.
Then there's that.
I quit watching the news about 2 years ago, and occasionally Luke will give me something from Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or one of those. But the people that sit and watch it after a while over and over and over believe that. This whole Russian hoax, the whole insurance policy, it's incredible to think that the people appointed that are entrusted, not only by the people, but God puts people into positions. And when you violate your position, not only are you failing the people, they don't think in these terms. They don't look at it. But from a person that has a spiritual background, God raises people up and puts them in position so that they can do good and do his will. And they have violated that completely. Instead of being light, they have become darkness. And what we had put out about a year ago is that those backroom deals and the corruption and the system that worked in the swamp, we anticipated and predicted that all of this would have been swept under the rug if Hillary had been elected. But slowly and surely, with Loretta Lynch and all the others out of office, this is coming to the forefront. And people will be able to look back and see that this whole thing cost us money. It locked up Congress, so they didn't get anything accomplished. They're not doing their job. So there's a consequence to this stuff. People say, they're just having meetings. They should be doing things about our border. They should be doing things about our infrastructure. They should be doing things about our health care. But they're tied up in this political pawn play to see who can have the power and sound bites of who can get elected in 2020. And the American people are the one that suffer from the whole thing that Trump has basically accomplished with just a few people helping him. So I do agree with you that it depends on what part of the country and what state is red, what state is blue.
Well, the other thing, too, I would really encourage people, especially conservative people, I would really encourage them, if you have, like, satellite radio, you really ought to be listening to the Progressive Channel. You should be listening to MSNBC. Yep. You should be listening to those, because, honestly, once you listen to that stuff, you're like, I know why they're so far down the rabbit hole.
Hillary Clinton, it looks like a cheerleader compared to what this current batch. I mean, if they become elected.
It's amazing what they're being, what people are being fed.
Yeah, we've got to take a really quick break. We're going to be in big trouble.
We will come back with our guests, Jim Stockstill and Dr. Lyle Rapacki. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
All gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Maybe it's a bad, bad thing. Maybe did a bad, bad thing. Maybe did a bad, bad thing. Maybe did a bad, bad thing. You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two?
All right, fellas, I forgot whose turn it is. Were we still fighting over the microphone?
Well, I was gonna make one last comment before Lyle. You had asked me before, Aaron, if I was still involved in GOP and the Republican politics, and there was a time I was a bundler and raised a lot of money for a lot of people, and I got discouraged with the number of RINOs that were in the party, and they were just looking at headcount rather than quality, and so I really didn't have any confidence in either one of the parties. I'm having to rethink that when you look at the Democratic Party and what they stand for or what they don't stand for. What they stand for is everything against the Founding Fathers and, as Lyle had indicated earlier, the Judeo-Christian principles. And if that's not a term listeners like, what about just good morals and character that we were raised by that it has become so, with pornography and with the internet and live streaming. For example, just the other day, when they had the live shooting, the guy was streaming it out on Facebook. And I think it's an unbelievable thing we face. But back to the point, the Democratic Party has gotten so left and so anti-American and so anti-moral values. Then I'm almost ready to go back and join and raise money in the Republican Party, because the worst liberal in the Republican Party has got to be, would be a major conservative. We didn't get in the Democratic Party, but and that, as we had talked about before, my mom, my dad, my grandparents, everyone was in the Democratic Party. They don't even recognize it. They're like, what do we stand for anymore? And the things they stand for is, you want borders open so that those people can come across, and we owe them health care, we owe them food stamps, we owe them all those types of things when we're not taking care of our veterans, when we're not taking, you can see San Francisco, the streets are lined with tents. So it's a difficult for people to understand how we have changed, and I contend that we changed because we took God out of every segment of society that they could.
Well, we don't have to convince anybody of any of that, actually, if you just point to the new, it really is, actually, the new stand on abortion. I mean, the idea that you could kill a child if they were actually outside the womb and alive, and that debate still is open. Well, you know, I guess maybe we should still be able to kill them. That's a level of depravity that I'm not sure anybody would have ever admitted openly in the past. You would have lied about that. Should have lied about
it. You can't even get your mind around something like that. I'll give you one story, and I'll leave it. And I don't mean to insult people's daughters, but it was about detectives went to a scene, and this teenager, she had been beaten up, and really bloody, and they came on the scene, and they called her parents, and she got there. And when they got there, you know, the detectives were looking and talking to her, and they said, well, we're sorry this happened to your daughter, but, you know, it's happened to a lot of prostitutes. And they said, what do you mean a prostitute? And they said, well, we thought your daughter was a prostitute. Look at the way she's dressed. Mm. And they said, that's the way she always dresses. She's going to a nightclub. And I thought how much we have changed.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, you're a big hater now if you say that.
Out to go. I'm thinking those two detectives, we thought she was a hooker. And you're telling me this is the way you let your daughter go out, you know, to a nightclub at night. So that has so changed, and it's different. So it invites, I think even some of that invites some of the things that we see that take place that are nauseating, and some of the violence that takes place as a result of that. So,
well, I mean, the concept of not advertising something that you aren't actually selling, you know, it's not really a new idea.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying. It's not her fault that happened to her. However, there are people out there that look at that sort of thing, that sort of dress, and figure, hey, fair game.
Well, there's a reason we don't carry our money on the outside of our wallets. We put it on the inside. You know, there are a lot of things you can do to, you know, keep yourself safe. Think bad things happen anyway, but we don't have to bring it right to our doorstep. And a lot of this, not being able to actually even have that discussion, the fact that this would be considered not okay to even kick around. You can't even talk about it. How dare you? That's a pretty dark place in our society.
It ties into the whole thing. And as you and I, Lyle, we were talking the other day, and it was on the news just a couple of days ago, it's because it's recent, is the kid that got a brand new BMW from his parents. And he wanted a Jaguar. And so he took Facebook and a couple of his buddies, and he went and drove the brand new BMW into the lake and watched it sink. And when the police and they arrived, he said, I wanted a Jaguar. I didn't want a BMW. And I thought, what in the world? What did we raise nowadays? And it was a nice, brand new 740 type BMW. And the parents said, well, we wanted to buy him a Jaguar, but we also had to buy the daughter a brand new car too. And I thought, you know, I don't know where Goober and Andy and Aunt B and some of those would fit in any of this, but they would, you know, I'll leave it at that.
Their heads would have exploded.
No, we see that. We saw that a lot. We used to live in a little community outside of town, and in the morning the high school traffic was kind of bad, not city standards, but I was always amazed at what the kids were driving to high school. I mean, when I went to school, you found an old wreck and you fixed it up and you drove it, and you were pretty proud of that car. You earned it. You bought it. Not that today. The kids are given.
You drove our
brand
feet
new
to
cars.
School.
Yeah.
We had one car. There was no. Yeah. It's just interesting. And so between the allowing all that sort of thing and then. And then not having open dialogue is really difficult. We should be able to weigh those things. But I think a lot of those kids would be like, how dare we even say these things? Makes me want to do a whole show about it.
It's different. So, and the reason I mean is just that cultural change, and if people, like I said, don't like Judeo-Christians or scripture or background in church, just decency and morals and character that everyone should, you know, you look and say, it's, you don't run into the restaurant from the back door and beat the people up because you didn't get enough ketchup. And I never would have heard of that in my life. Or to throw a malt on the person behind the counter because it took too long to get your hamburger. That's society. But
while we're throwing things, how about throwing water at the police?
or jeering them when they're trying to get the shooter, you know, who already had a long rap sheet out of the place that wounded six police officers.
But yeah, that's a big sign of a society that's breaking down rapidly.
Well, That though is a plan. That is part of with Antifa and the other pieces with the Soros groups that people don't, they think it's just happenstance. This is a planned out Saul Alinsky type of approach that the deep state has been ordered to do by the dark state. And these foot soldiers are carrying out their piece at the highest level. But Lyle alluded to, this goes down to the state level, the municipal level, every level they can. You have to corrupt from within, and Rome fell from within. So they figured if they could collapse the United States from within, not only economically, but socially and morally, and you saw the previous administration almost had eviscerated, you know, the military. I mean, the budget cuts were unbelievable. And I believe we had mentioned before, I knew 65 flag officers that had to resign and end their career because they wouldn't go along with the politics. So it was a set strategy and course that has been there since the beginning, 1607, of how do we bring this nation down so it can be one part of a global world order, one world religion, one world monetary system, and then you have the very few elites, the 13 satanic bloodlines, then you get into the dark state running everything. So that's, it's part of a plan, and yet people that don't keep up with it just see society's changing, but it's done on purpose.
Oh, it's changing, all right. Hey, fellers, we have to take a quick break for some capitalism in the news, such as it is, and then we'll come back with you, and we'll get into that whole deep state on the backside. How's that?
Okay, good.
All right. We've got a little Stevie Wonder superstition for you going out. We're listening to We the People. Join us online, WeThePeopleRadio.com.